we are trying to take advantage, like a lot of people are, of our first SEC football game. We have found out that Aggies and Rotarians have a lot in common as far as philosophy of life and truth and honor and integrity and all that kind of stuff, but never have they put them together. We thought that this would be a great time to have all the Aggies that are coming in to the ball game, whether they're Rotarians or not. Now, we've sent invitations to those Aggies that are Rotarians, but we will invite anybody to come out and enjoy some free food. We will have snacks and hot dogs. We will have free soft drinks and water. We will have a beer and wine bar if that's what you're entitled to or feel like you need. And that's going to cost you a couple of dollars or so for that. But we will be asking people as they are mingling and mixing and networking to donate money, no specific cause. We'll have donation boxes all around. When they stop and get a hot dog, if they want to put 50 cents in there or a dollar, whatever, that's super. We're trying to raise money so we can service this community. As everybody knows, recently the economy is down, and I've even talked to Brian and Aggieland Rotary Clubs, and their revenues are down for their fundraisers. So all we're trying to do is to try to talk them out a little bit of their money so that we can serve this community in ways that we haven't prior.
And at the same time, have a good time.
Absolutely. The main deal is for us to get out the Rotary philosophy and try to see if there are any Aggies that want to be Rotarians.
Sort of a twofold purpose then, fundraising and also a little membership recruiting.
Absolutely. We feel like it takes special people to be a Rotarian and also to be an Aggie. I must add that we sent out invitations to about 42 clubs in Florida around the Gainesville area by email. So we will have some Rotarians who happen to be Gators. But again, that's what we're famous for. We open our arms and our hearts and invite people in and have a good time.
So let's again remind folks where this is and when it is and the times.
I will be happy to. We are going to hold this at Veterans Park. It'll be from 5 until, say 8:39. We'll probably be out there a little bit later cleaning up, so there's no reason to run off. But we understand we have the fair. We have understand we have yell practice. We have a concert and all that a lot of people want to be involved in. We just want an opportunity to have people to come and mix a little bit. It's at Veterans Park. It starts at 5 and lasts until, say, 9 or so. And, that gives people an opportunity to run by whenever they want to, see what we're all about and see how, things are running. So we really would like to have as many people as possible to come by and enjoy free food and soft drinks and water and maybe have a beer or a glass of wine.
And this is going to be in the shelter area then, the north end of the park?
Yes, it's at the pavilion. Also, we will have veterans who happen to be in our club and also Brian and Aggieland Club. They are joining with us in this, and they will be there to guide people through the Veterans Walk. I know that some of our Aggies would be interested in doing that if they haven't seen it. So we will have that service also available.